Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The right fielder, Red Nonnenkamp. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Wilson. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Larry reaches second base with a double. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nonnenkamp. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Nonnenkamp steals second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive to left field. Heath throws towards the plate. Hemsley fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hemsley. Nonnenkamp scores. Fox moves to third. Cronin moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley strikes out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Feller reaches second base with a double. Keltner moves to third. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Larry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Doerr moves to third. One out. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Nondenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nondenkamp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Nondenkamp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmek hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fox strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nondenkamp. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Nondenkamp steals second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin takes first base on ball four. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Nondenkamp scores. Cronin goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Doerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Higgins scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-0 in the game. Desautels hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Keltner hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Keltner reaches third base with a triple. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for Bob Feller. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keltner scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Nonnenkamp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse now pitching. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nonnenkamp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Nonnenkamp reaches second base with a double. Kramer moves to third. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmek strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox is walked intentionally. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cronin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Hale reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. Hale moves to third. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Doerr hits a fly ball towards right. Campbell catches it and throws to first to double up Higgins. 2 outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-1 in the game. Desodles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Desodles reaches second base with a double. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse strikes out. 2 outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gailhouse fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Nonnenkamp bunts towards the mound. Gailhouse fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kramer moves to second. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmek bunts towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hale covering, for the out. Kramer moves to third. Nonnenkamp moves to second. 1 out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Fox is walked intentionally. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kramer scores. 2 outs. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Campbell reaches third base with a triple. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got one RBI. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Nonnan Camp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campbell scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Earle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Nonnan Camp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Doerr strikes out. 1 out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Desautels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Trosky moves to second. Moose Salters pinch hits for Denny Galehouse. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to second for the out. Trosky moves to third. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Humphreys now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Nonnenkamp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry misplays the ball. That's an error on Larry. Kramer moves to third. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmek bunts towards first. Trosky fields it and throws to home to get Kramer. Nonnenkamp moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Fox is walked intentionally. Nonnenkamp moves to third. Vosmek moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Nonnenkamp scores. Vosmek moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins bunts for a single. Vosmek scores. Fox moves to third. Cronin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Doerr hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Desautels hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.